What's up, 3Wide Nation? What's going on? Eddie Greer, the third, the host of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Another episode coming at you on Daytona opening speed week. Officially, I know we had the clash 2 weeks ago, I understand that, but this is official. A lot's going on, of course. I will do, now I know I said before, okay, well, first off, this is a podcast obviously about NASCAR, all three series, the three major series, you know, NASCAR, talking about the Craftsman Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and the Cup Series, biggest divisions of all of motorsports, and of course, I'm recording to you, coming to you from Manhattan, Kansas, in the middle of the United States, where the lack of snow continues. I know it's, you know, it probably snowed more than it did all last night. I'm sitting here recording this February 16th, 2023. It is dual night. I'm recording this just ahead of the duels that will set the field for the Daytona 500. It's going to be the... So, I did a Craftsman Trucks preview drive the drivers for this year. And I've already went through majority of the Cup teams. Of course, there's a couple more to go. We'll say that for the Daytona 500 preview. Yes, I did say no previews, but I figure, you know, why not? The way that our podcast has been rolling out content almost daily, actually. So, figure, throw that in there. And then, from then on, reaction time. Other than possible interviews, which I do have one confirmation. Well, two confirmations, actually. I just got to get them set up here and get them recorded, hopefully, in the near future for you guys. So, I'm definitely excited for that. Those two up-and-coming interviews, possibly. Actually, one of them for sure. One did, the other confirmed. I haven't really gave him any days yet, but I'm not going to try to spoil it, but hopefully I'll have that all confirmed and recorded here in the next couple weeks or so like that. So definitely, this is your first time of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EHE3. First off, welcome aboard to the podcast there, and you love what you're hearing tonight or whenever you listen to this podcast. This will go out either Friday or Saturday. I know I'm going to have something. I haven't recorded my 16 predictions of who's going to make the playoffs in the Cup Series. So that's going to go out on Sunday on race day. Make sure you check those out. And of course, I got to plug in my first interview of 2023, episode 333 of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, Isabella Robusto, Toyota driver racing, Toyota racing development driver. Watching her beginning to really climb the ranks has been something else. So go back, download that podcast, listen to it here. I'm pretty sure I'm plugging that with the next couple of recordings as well. But go, that's our first interview of the year. Go check it out. Of course, interviews will be posted not on Mondays, but it'll be if I do grab a interview, it'll be posted on game day, on race day, and the actual reaction of the race weekend will be on Monday. So those will be reversed from here on out there as well. So definitely go check that out as well. But yep, recording this prior to the duels here. So I'm going to try to go through the Xfinity Series drivers of 2023 here at a decent pace here before. I know Martin Truex Jr. Is in his duel number two. Definitely going to plan on watching that. Sitting down and watching that. So definitely, the fam's gonna have to put up with it, and you know what I'm talking about. But anyways, yeah, it's been kind of a weird slash frustrating week outside of the podcast. So if you can tell, I'm pretty fired up and pissed off. Not pissed off that NASCAR's back, pissed off about other things, but NASCAR, I'm definitely fired up about the NASCAR season, and all begins tomorrow. I know there's, I believe, a truck series. Either that's going, the truck series driver preview should be going out tonight or tomorrow. I can't remember. Like I said, I record a lot of content here before the week. And again, this is not a daily podcast. This is usually a once a week podcast. But with this being Daytona and people trying to know the drivers and whatnot, I figure, you know, let me take it a step further and go out a little bit and just try to put the names to the trucks, you know what I mean, there. And we have one more puzzle to fill, and that's the Xfinity series, the AAA of all in NASCAR. There's been some moving and shaking in this league as well, and we're going to go ahead and get right on down to business here on a 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 here. The rookies of the year, Chandler Smith, trying to race his way into the 500 tonight as one of those. He's running full-time for colleague Sammy Smith. And we've seen Sammy Smith at numerous points in the second half of the year last year with some solid runs. He'll be running for Rookie of the Year for Joe Gibbs Racing and Parker Reslov. Boy, this guy caught my attention at Richmond last year. He'll be running full-time with, I believe, Jordan, the second entry of the Jordan Anderson Racing on the Xfinity Series as well. I'm intrigued about that. I'm excited for him. Look, I didn't know much about him until last year. Like, some of these names you're not familiar with, but Reslov, one of those, he really caught my attention in the Xfinity Series race last year. The first one at Richmond, yeah, where he ran top 10, ran inside the top 10 all day. I believe he finished inside the top 10. Richmond race finishing order in front of me right now, but yeah. So really looking forward to that. We'll see. I mean, that 31 of Jordan Anderson Chevy has seen a lot of multiple drivers. Well, actually, no. It's been Jordan Anderson's ride for quite a while, but we've seen multiple drivers in that ride. That's someone that you got to pay attention to. Chandler Smith is another one. Chandler Smith, who made a Final Four a year ago in the Truck Series, gets the call up full time for Colleague Racing. Colleague Racing is going to go through a little bit of shakedown here in the Xfinity Series. Obviously, you had Justin Haley, Almendinger, and I know I'm forgetting somebody. Hold on. Daniel Hemric. Yep, Daniel Hemric. I'll touch on him a little bit. Hemric's back with the team after I was worried about him for a minute. I had high hopes for him last year after he won the championship with JGR, talking about Daniel Hemric there for a minute here. So we'll get on that here in a second here. But here's a familiar name y'all should know. Back in the Xfinity Series and should be a contender to make the championship four. This guy, Stuart Haas Racing, Cole Custer, Haas Automation, and Jonathan Toney. Never heard of this name. We'll be crew chief of this car. Look, Cole Custer, even in part-time duty last year, and particularly in these high 2-mile, mile and a half racetracks, he's a guy you're going to have to beat. I know we're going to Daytona here. I believe he'll be a factor here as well this weekend, Cole Custer. But I think with all those resources over there, he automatically, and the switchover, this was Riley Hurst's ride, which was the 98, I believe. Riley Hurst does return, right? Yeah. I'm already jumping the gun. But, yeah, Riley Hurst is, I believe, still the 98. Last time I checked, I'll run this down here real quick. We'll get to him in a little bit. But, yeah, Cole Custer, automatic. He's definitely a championship contender in my book right there, for sure, because you know, Auto Club, in another week, he's going to be a top contender over there, so, along with other places as well, but Cole Custer's one of those guys, demoted. I'm interested to see what he's going to do with it. You know, Matthew Benedetto is another guy that last year you thought, okay, I seriously thought that, you know, with all that cup experience, you'd go down a Truck Series to be much more competitive than Matthew Benedetto was. Now, again, I know I talk trucks in a couple of these episodes here leading up to the 500. Again, check those out wherever you get your podcast here on the Three Wide Pod feed. But absolutely, I expect Cole Custer to win multiple races. Do I pull over under 4? Goodness. I'm gonna say, you know what? I mean, you still have Almendinger. You said not Almendinger. Allgaier, Brandon Jones. John Hunter Nemechek is full-time there in the series this year. And I know I'm leaving out a couple others, but Cole Custer's top of the list to make the championship four. I'm going to go the over 4. Here with that on that. A little bit of betting strategy for the 3 Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. So I'm going to roll with that. All right, so next, Sam Mayer. And Mayer made it all the way to the Elite 8 last year. Again, back again with Junior Motorsports. Marty Lindley will be the crew chief of this car. Sam Mayer last year. I'm trying to think, did he win a race last year? I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. I don't think he did last year. He was solid throughout the 2022 season there. He came up close a couple of times, I know. The fall Charlotte race, I remember correctly, he finished, third or something like that. But yeah, Sam Mayer, he's going to need to get in the win column this year for that organization. That came up short in the championship to Joe Gibbs Racing. Of course, Ty Gibbs moved up to the full-time ride in the Cup Series, replacing Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch moving over from Joe Gibbs Racing, their RCR. Again, a lot of connecting knots here on that. So Sam Mayer looking to do some big things here. David Starr, of course, David Starr, he was a star in the, pun intended, in the was the, which now is the Craftsman Truck Series. He's been a back marker for several years now. But he's going into a, our Morseworth, to me, has been a lot more competitive than I thought they would be. I'll be honest with you. I'll be honest with you there. Obviously, they had multiple drivers drive their race cars, but in recent, Brett Moffitt, these cars finish or at least run right there out just outside the top 15, inside top 15, outside. But this team's competitive. I'm interested to see what David Starr does because he's been a backmarker himself for the past couple of years and obviously getting in people's ways and all that. I'm interested to see what he does there as well. Actually, he's going to be running in selected races, actually. I better say that. Starting on Saturday in the season premiere for the Xfinity Series. RCR, Sheldon Creed. Oh, man, this was a big disappointment. Big disappointment last year. Sheldon Creed, a former champion of the Truck Series, very inconsistent last year. And we have, again, going back to the whole connecting the dots of Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch ain't it. Now, I don't know if Kyle Busch is going to be running in Xfinity. I don't think he is, but you never know. Yes, Sheldon Creed, we have a champion, two-time champion over there in your organization now. Kind of step up your game a little bit there. Sheldon Creed, you got a full season under your belt. He just missed the playoffs a year ago. I expected him to be much better this year. So be on the lookout for Sheldon Creed. We know he's good on short tracks. Things like that. He got a little competitive though on other phases, like Mount Haas and Speedway races as well. So Sheldon Creed, he's gonna have to really step up his game here. He can't have what he had last year, in my opinion. You're too good of a race car driver not to at least make the playoffs. That's what I'm going with here. JD Motorsports number four has Bailey Curry. Excuse me, Bailey Curry. back in that ride there, and he's going to be full time. Wayne Carroll, the crew chief of this car. Jeff Stankiewicz going backing up for a minute to Sheldon Creed. Stankiewicz, crew chief in it of Sheldon Creed here in 2023. This guy getting a full time ride back again, and this guy's familiar with back in the days of when he was coming up, Ganassi Racing. That guy is Brendan Poole. He's going to be running this number 6 JD Motorsports, the other entry as well. He's going to be full-time. This could be a sneaky. And look, we've seen some crazy stuff happen in the Xfinity Series as far as people getting into the playoffs. This could be a sneaky outside pick here. Brendan Poole, a lot of experience in the Xfinity Series. A couple full-time years with a Ganassi. I know JD ain't Ganassi, but, well, which was when Ganassi was in the sport, no longer in the sport, but look, Brent Poole has an opportunity to elevate that program a little bit there, so be interesting there as well to see what happens with him there. The 07 Green Light Racing Chevrolet will be Blaine Perkins. Mike Hillman Jr., that name that we all should be familiar with. In the Truck Series recently, I believe. He's going to be crew chiefing for Blaine Perkins this year. Graf, obviously not in the ride. He was in this ride last year. Now, it's Blaine Perkins' ride for 2023. And now you're backing up to Junior Motorsports, the second entry here. And we all know him as what I call him here on the podcast, the grandfather-in-law. The grandfather-in-law, Justin Allgaier, back again in the Xfinity Series for another chance at the elusive title. And again, yes, you put him up there. You put Allgaier with Custer here. This is a no-brainer, obviously. Then these next two, next three are Junior Motorsports entries. Look, Allgaier coming up short. a couple of positions short of getting back to the Championship Four, where Phoenix was used to be his playground back in the day a few years ago when you went to Phoenix saying, damn, that all guy is going to be quick. So last couple of years, I've been struggling over there. But to get there, going to be have to be, to me, going to be a little bit more consistent. Obviously, you know all guy is going to win races at some point. He's going to go on a little bit of a hot streak. Some right there. But yeah, that's a no-brainer. Even some of the people, some of the fans out there that don't know much about NASCAR will probably say, Allgaier, we contender because the equipment that Dale Jr. brings to the organization, year in, year out, you know they're going to win races. And I probably say in between that, also SS Green Light Racing has another entry here. Oh, my bad. Gray Golding, Indy 08. So it's going to be, he's playing on running full time. Yeah, yep. Gray Golding. Yep, Gray Golding. Gray Golding, somebody you might have to look forward to for in a speedway race, whether that's Daytona coming up Saturday afternoon or that Talladega. He'll probably pop one here and there, but look for Gray Golding to make some noise maybe on Saturday as well. So he's going to be full-time. Jason Miller, the crew chief. Allgaier. And he's got somebody different on top of the pit box this year. Jim Pullman. Interesting. He's going to be a crew chief for Allgaier this year in the 7 car. Interesting move after all that success with Jason Burdette and coming up short. They tried to make a change there. So very interesting there. Obviously, in a sport nowadays, you don't have success. Now, I'm not saying that Burdette and Allgaier didn't have success, but they did have plenty of success over the last, what, handful of years now? But they made it, but the bosses decided to make a change up there. So we'll see. I mean, again, Daytona is a different beast. We all know that. I think I say that every time we go to Daytona. I'm pretty sure I do. We ever record these podcasts, getting ready for Daytona, Talladega, and now you throw Atlanta in that mix. But yeah, Allgaier, he's going to be there. And we'll see how he and Pullman can work together here early in the season. Here, you know, Justin Allgaier is going to be a factor in the season from premier race on Saturday. I probably should say what that race is here in a second here. This is the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 breaking away with that for a second. Here to tell you that is not what I was looking for. Oh, why does that? Okay, let's see here. Crap. Now it's one maybe do the not right now. Not right now. No. Not right now. The season premiere, we'll just roll with that right now because it wants me to update my fantasy roster. Hey, I'll hit into that either this. I'll hit into that this weekend. it's that time, folks, for fantasy, whether you're playing NASCAR or obviously now with all these betting sports books now out there, definitely that time for NASCAR. If you're on the fantasy team or whatever, I definitely want to get on that as well. That is a free plug on the 3-Wide podcast with EG3 right there as well. Looks like also here before we move on to his teammate, Brandt will be on the racing car for 20 races there. Of course, you'll have other sponsors as well. Hellman's supposed to be on that as well. And, of course, Dale Jr. is going to run a race. I'll throw it out in there as well. I can't remember what he said, which one he said. But he will, you know, he's going to do his annual race in the Xfinity Series. Well, Josh Berry, another championship contender. Yes, that in the same sentence. Josh Berry, championship contender. you'll have Taylor Moyer back at the top of the pit box there as Lube Zone, one of his new sponsors, will join the team for 2 races this year as well. Bass Pro Shops will be a sponsor on this car for 11 races there. You have Tire Pros, his main sponsor there, as well, for 9 races as well. So, yeah, so Mike Bumgardner, I believe was crew chief last year. I might be wrong on that. But, yeah, Taylor Moyer, another swap in the crew chief game there in the organization. Barry, look, you know the resume. You know you're going to have to deal with them on short tracks. But I think he's become more dangerous on mile and a halves. for my money, you can't call him a short track racer no more. Obviously, you gotta think he's gonna be a threat every time he steps in and sits in that race car. So Josh Berry, yeah, he's going to be a definite contender to get to the championship for this year for sure. And newly acquired teammate from JGR. JGR, of course, they're going through some wholesale changes themselves. But Brandon Jones, my guy. Yes, my guy. Brandon Jones in the number 9 this year, replacing the hilarious / serious Noah Gregson, who was graduated and moved up to the Legacy 42, excuse me. Yeah, again, it's going to take a minute to get used to that. But Noah Gregson in the 42 for Legacy, Brandon Jones in the 9 for Junior Motorsports here coming up this year. I'm excited. Brandon Jones, he got the short end of the stick last year. He was in position to make the championship 4. And, of course, we know what happened there at Martinsville. But this guy, all of a sudden, you're thinking, all right, he can win multiple races this year and maybe put himself in that category to possibly, right, get himself to the championship 4, right? You're with a good organization. And, oh, by the way, Menards comes over with him for George Gibbs Racing. That was awesome. That's, you know, he's quickly become, I think, for me personally, my guy in the Xfinity Series. He's from Georgia, like myself. So, yeah, I'm going to be rooting for this guy this year to do some big things this year. I'm really excited. Jason Burdette, where did he go? Yes, he went. He's going to be paired up with Brandon Jones this year. So I'm excited. I'm really, really excited for this pairing here. It's all going to start Daytona. He's going to be up in the mix somewhere. I'm really excited. I've become a fan of BJ for sure. So, I mean, obviously, my guy, Truex, in the Cup Series, Bubba Wallace in the Cup Series. I don't have a guy in the Xfinity Series, but, yeah, Brandon Jones, as in the second half last year, I've slowly become a fan of him. So, he's my guy in the Xfinity Series, looking for big things from him this year, and I'm looking for him to make a splash. I would not be surprised he makes a splash early in 2023 with his new team over there. All right, so moving on, Colic Racing. You're going to see a lot of drivers here. It's interesting that Kyle Busch is associated with Colic Racing. Landon Castle is going to be part-time, but this car is going to go full-time with multiple drivers. Yeah, Castle ain't going full-time, as was stated. Justin Haley, you're going to see him back dibbling and dabbling a little bit. Of course, Justin Haley's full-time with the colleague entry at the 31. Him, Austin Dillon, you're going to see Austin Dillon and Kyle Busch in this ride. Then AJ Allmendinger as well. Allmendinger will run a couple of races, including COTA. So this car is going to be running for the Owners' Championship here in 2023 with the heavy hitters. Especially Kyle, yeah. Did I mention Kyle Busch in the top of this podcast? Yes, I did. Kyle Busch, I mentioned that he might be running a couple races. I don't know. Well, I just answered my own question here in the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 Xfinity Driver Preview Edition of 2023. Eddie Greer, aka EG3, for the podcast here. We're moving on here. Colic Racing, again, staying in that camp. Daniel Hemric. Big disappointment last year after winning the championship a year ago with Joe Gibbs Racing. You come over, you're thinking, hey, you got a shot at this. Well, he was nowhere to be found most of 2022 last year there. Again, like the whole Matt DiBenedetto situation there, Matt DiBenedetto needs to step up his A game a little bit this year in the Craftsman Truck Series. Dale Hemric's going to have to do the same thing. Put him in that category there. He needs a big turnaround year for him. Look, he's been all through a lot. He's been through a hell and back. And then some for Daniel Hemric. But if he has another year like last year, I just don't see him back. I just don't see him back with that organization next year. Yes, he was dealt. Yes, racing, you're sometimes dealt bad hands. He was dealt a lot of hands last year. So Daniel Hemric, he needs to be better. He's going to be the lead dog because the 11 car in the 16 is a rookie car. That's Chandler Smith. I'm just going to go to him right now since we're kind of sandwiched in between a Morris Schwartz business management car. But he, Chandler Smith's got to race his way into the 500 tonight. He don't. He going home. He won't be going home. He'll be racing Saturday, but won't be racing in the Super Bowl on Sunday, the Daytona 500. But yeah, Chandler Smith. So Dale Hamlin's gonna have to be that guy. He's gonna have to be more of a leader this year on our organization. We know colleague is built on winning races. Their management wants to win races, and this is a year two for Daniel Hemrick. So, man, it's going to be really enticing to see how can he bounce back from a bad year. And Chandler Smith, one of these guys that's up and coming in the top NASCAR ranks. I believe I'm going to laugh if Chandler Smith wins a race where Daniel Hemrick does. I'm going to laugh my butt off. But again, this is going to be a new learning curve for Chandler. It's going to take him quite a bit from the trucks, the Xfinity Series. I'm interested to see what he's going to do. I really am. So we'll see what happens there. Back to the number 13. Real quick here. More Sports Business Management Chevy, which will be piloted by, oh my, that's a name. Oh my goodness. Woo! Argentina represented it here this year in 2023. I'll give it my best shot, but I'm probably going to butcher it all the way. Bozar Luchamon. Will be, ooh, that's pretty good, but probably close, but not close enough. But anyways, we'll roll with it. The Argentina driver, Baltzar Luchiman, will be making his debut this year in this ride. And, of course, you got Timmy Hill in here as well. Timmy Hill running full-time also in the truck series. we got Argentina in the mix. Hell yeah. On that, JGR, a rebuilding mode, folks. Sammy Smith. This guy, really, I was really impressed by him when he raced last year. And particularly, I think, Watkins Glen when he was running up front. And he beat, Asia Almendinger or something like that, one of the stages, whatnot. This guy caught the attention. And, again, when JGR, you had heavy hitters like, let's see, Eric, in the past, right? Eric Jones, Brandon Jones. Let's see. I can go down the line forever. The 18's been running a championship schedule, but with multiple drivers in it. This time around, you have Sammy Smith going full-time. Boy, I kind of want to go bold here and say he's going to win a race. You know what? I am. Why not, right? Why not? Sammy Smith, I think he came very close. I think Sammy Smith is going to win a race this year in an 18. Mark it down. Thursday, before the duels, the 16th of February. You heard it right here first on the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3, right? Sammy Smith, right, will win a race in 2023. Mark it down. I'm telling you right now. Teammates for Sammy Smith. Well, he'll have a teammate in John Nemechek. I'll get on him in a second. But the revolving door drivers, the 19, will have Martin's brother, Ryan Truex, 6 races. Joe Graff Jr., how about this? We mentioned Joe Graff Jr. earlier, not coming back to that 07 ride from SS Greenlight. He's back in a good-ass ride. Connor Mozet, we saw him last year. He's going to be running a couple of races. And Myatt Snyder, who was full-time for the last, 3 or 4 years in the Xfinity Series, will be getting a bonus action as well. Let's see. Myatt Snyder, along with Ryan Truex, is going to be running 6 races. Myatt Snyder is going to start off the car, I believe, at Daytona. I did not look at the official entry list for the Xfinity for this race, but just reading what I have here for J-Ski, what I got off J-Ski. He's going to start to pop things off at Daytona. So, Myatt Snyder, huge opportunity. Now, again, he and Truex, they need to take advantage. Again, I feel more, I don't know who I feel more bad for. But I feel more bad for, obviously, because I'm connected to MTJ, Ryan. In his career, right? His career's been like a roller coaster for Ryan Truex. And I wish Ryan Truex would get more opportunities than just 6 stupid races, but hey, it is what it is, and he's got to make the most out of it. Myatt Snyder, same thing. I mean, he went from a full-time ride. Did he make the playoffs last year, Myatt Snyder? I know he made it the previous year. Myatt Snyder was full-time for Jordan Anderson Racing last year. I don't think he made the playoffs. I don't think that's... Yeah, I think that's right. He didn't make the playoffs last year. Very interesting. Joe Graff Jr. will run 5 more races with this car. Connor Mozak, he will make 3 starts in this car. All those will be road courses. So that tells us that we should already know Mozak is a road course racer. He's going to run the inaugural Chicago Street Course this summer. Pocono. Pocono's not a road course. It should be, but it's not. It's a triangle in Road America. So we'll see Mozak in his car as well. So that's a heavy hitting. That's a heavy hitting lineup for that 19. That 19, along with that 10, we'll be running for the Owners Championship here. Last but not least, for the Joe Gibbs Racing side of this quote unquote, if you want to call it a rebuild, John Hunter Nemechek, JH, in. Returns to the Xfinity Series. Ooh, he's going to be, yep, I put him up there in the upper tier right away. He wants to win races. And Joe Gibbs Racing gives him that great opportunity. Mobile One will be one of his sponsors here. But Joe Hunter Nemechek will be paired up with Kyle Busch's old crew chief, Ben Bayshore. We'll see how that works out for him after only one win with Kyle Busch. Last year, and Kyle Busch's was turned out to be his last year for JGR. But John Hunter Nemechek in the last couple years has been with the Truck Series with Kyle Busch Motorsports. So I look for him to have immediate success too, along with Cole Custer. Yeah, right off the bat. So I'll be shocked, and I'm gonna do the same thing like I did Cole Custer early in this episode. Over or under 4? Ah, man. You know, I'm going to say right at 4, even. So, I didn't even answer my own question. But right at 4, but if I had it, it'll be under, just under. But I got to even it out. I got to go 4 for John Hunter Nemechek. He's going to be a player in the Xfinity Series, a factor. He's got to go up and compete with Cole Custer. He's got to go up there and race with Allgaier, the Brandon Jones. You know what I'm talking about, the Daniel Hemrick's of the world. And I know leaving out a couple other big names, drivers in there. Austin Hill, we haven't mentioned him. Austin Hill was huge last year. So you got to compete with those guys. I expect JH to be big down the stretch, or not down the stretch. We haven't even started this year yet. My goodness. I expect him to have a big year. I expect everybody to have a big year. And particularly John Hunter Nemechek, because he can win a race. He can run up front. We've seen him prior to his full-time ride in spot duty in the Xfinity Series for the last several years, and he's done pretty well. So I don't think it's the script, same script, different theme, different book, same script. I think Nemechek wins multiple races in 2023. We're going to take a short break here on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. We'll come back and finish up here. Boy, we've been really in depth here on this podcast. The Xfinity Driver Preview continues after this. The 3-Wide Podcast with EG3 continues. Man, it's been a lot going on in this show. The Xfinity Series Preview Edition of 2023. Eddie Greer hosted the 3-Wide Pod with EG3. All things related to the 3 biggest divisions in all of motorsports. We're going to continue here real quick here. I know I'm looking at time like, oh, damn. So we gotta run through this a little bit quick, quick here. I mentioned RCR before we went to break here. Austin Hill, don't mess with the big dog from Georgia. Again, he's become one of my favorites as well. But I got Brandon Jones as my number one guy. But Austin Hill, for sure, he's going to be a factor as well. I expect him, you know, we're at Daytona. Expect Austin Hill to be up front in a contention by race end. He's become one of those guys that you have to deal with on speedway tracks. That's for sure. There, Sam Hunt Racing. We're moving on from that. Number 24. You're going to see Connor Mozak, apparently, in this ride, too. he'll be here. He's listed here along with Tyler Reddick. Tyler Reddick, who is now 23-11. He's going to be this ride as well. And Parker Chase will be running multiple races as well. He's going to be slated to do the season opener here coming up on Saturday. So Parker Chase was open up with Sam Hunt Racing for the 2023 campaign. I mentioned Reddick. He's going to run selected races for this organization as well. AM Racing, number 25. Brett Moffitt will be in this car. And this is really surprising to me. He was having a lot of success. I'm surprised our Motorsports didn't keep Moffitt for what it's worth. I don't know. That's just mind-boggling there that he didn't stay over there. But Moffitt has a lot of sponsors there. And he'll be running full-time with AM Racing. So Brett Moffitt's somebody that has had himself a crazy career in the Cups between the Xfinity and Cup Series circuits there. But look, Moffitt's a guy you're going to have to deal with. And Moffitt, we see Moffitt at spurts running inside the top 10. So AM Racing, that's a new team right there. So it might take a little bit, but, you know, hey, it's Daytona and crazier things have happened. So we'll see what happens there. He has five sponsors for Moffitt here, including Lane Frost Brand, which will debut in Vegas during that West Coast swing. Sam Hunt Racing, the other entry, Kaz Grala. Yes, Kaz Grala is back full time in the Xfinity Series. He'll be the second Sam Hunt Racing driver there. He's going to be the main guy. He's basically going to be the main guy with the 2040, his teammates being the revolving door. He's going to be the main guy over there. So Kaz Grala might be, to me, a sleeper here to get into playoffs. He has a lot of experience on his belt between, again, the Xfinity and trucks for Kaz Grala, and a little bit of experience in the Cup Series, if I remember correctly. But, Kaz Grala back in his full-time ride. Huge for him. He's been part-time in the Truck Series for the last several years, doing some road course stuff. But Kaz Grala, definitely somebody you might want to, y'all NASCAR Nation might want to keep an eye on here as we about to wave the green flag on the 2023 season. Jordan Anderson Racing, Jeb Burton, named full-time in this ride, the journeyman Jeb Burton. So he'll have an opportunity. Look, Jordan Anderson Racing has been competitive in the Xfinity Series for 2 years, I believe now. Getting Jeb Burton, a guy like that who's going to race his butt off, that's a good get for Jordan Anderson Racing. RSS Racing, number 28. We'll have Kyle Sieg, brother Ryan Sieg, in this ride. Buddy Parrott will be the crew chief of the car, the other Jordan Anderson car, the number 31, the flagship, as I mentioned this guy earlier, running for Rookie of the Year, Parker Reslov. In the 31 full-time, going for the Rookie of the Year. So you got Reslov and Jeb Burton. That's a good 1-2 punch right there for Jordan Anderson Racing. So this is an organization now I will keep an eye on here in 2023 here with these young cats. So look out for these guys. And, of course, Jesse Wooji. Yes, Jesse Wooji, EG3 alum. We've had him on a show before. Go back. That episode is still on the feed. Yeah. It is. Yeah. So definitely, I was looking back a couple of weeks ago at all the old episodes, and I forgot I had Jesse Wooji on here. So that's on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast feed, that interview with Jesse. That was like a couple of years ago now. But he's running his own team, and he and Kyle Weatherman are back. And Jesse Wooji wants to expand the team. This is good. Of course, Black History Month. Wooji won the race. Now, obviously, he gets a lot of slack for his on-track non-experience, or whatever you want to call it, but he's got a full, at least a year or two now in the Xfinity Series. You got to be more competitive. But, hey, I'm not knocking the guy. I'm just saying, you know, look, I mean, it's awesome that he wants to race. I fully with him there, but, again, the knock on him is he's been doing some weird stuff on the racetrack and getting people's way, knocking guys, turning, spinning guys around last year on road courses and being weird. Just Jesse Wooji, I put him in there. He's got to step up his game a little bit. Not much. We want to see a little bit more improvement from your big dog. That's all I ask of you. But Jesse Wooji, the captain of the ship, he's going to be sharing his ride with Kyle Weatherman. Weatherman did a better job Kenny Wuji last year. So, yeah, we'll see if they can, as I like to say on my podcast, building blocks for that organization. Emily Gase Motorsports will have several drivers in his 35, including Joey Gase, Patrick Emerling, CJ McLaughlin, Brad Perez. Natalie Decker made an announcement last week that she will be taking part in this ride as well. And Natalie Decker, as on cue, running several races for his organization. CJ McLaughlin, will get the call to open up the 2023 season with the 35. Brad Perez, the specialist, will be running COTA and other races there as well. The DGM Racing Chevy, Alex LeBay, is back. He will be the guy to be in the seat for. It didn't say he's going to be full time, but we know LeBay. He can pull out a couple of these good runs. So Alex LeBay, expect him at Daytona. The 38 will have Joe Graff Jr. We just named this guy several. He's going to be pretty active this year. Joe Graff Jr. I love it. It's just more experience. Ryan Sieg in his 38, and Ryan Sieg's been he's been in the 39, and they got him listed here. I don't know what is this, but Joe Graff. All right, so we're gonna combine these two because they're pretty much the same team. The RSS Racing, that is Ryan Sieg Racing, or whatever that other S stands for there. And we've seen Ryan Sieg a long time Xfinity Series driver in the past there, pull some good runs. He's been in contention. Ryan Sieg now has been in contention to get in the playoffs. I know he made the playoffs 1 year, but he's been in contention every year to make the postseason in the Xfinity Series. I would not be surprised if he's at that door again. You are what you are, right? The other organization, Alpha Prime Racing, Ryan Ellis, back in the ride. He will be running 24 races for this team. There, a lot of sponsors here as well. That is not what I clicked on. There we go here. Ryan Ellis, 24 races for Alpha Prime. And we have Jeffrey Earnhardt. Jeffrey Earnhardt returning to full-time Xfinity Series racing. The green flag will wave at Daytona with him in the number 44 for Alpha Prime. And the 45 of Alpha Prime Racing. Three cars. Tommy Joe Martins, baby. This car will have Sage Karam, Stephen Parsons, Leland Honeymoon Jr. Never heard this name before until I did some digging. And, of course, I've hyped this guy up all summer long. And he's been on the show before, obviously, multiple times. EG3 alum Rasha Carruth. Of course, Carruth will begin his NASCAR year at Daytona in the Truck Series. Of course, he's going full-time. We talked about that on that episode, so go check it out. We're doing the same thing then as we're doing now, going through all those drivers who will be competing one way or another in the Craftsman Truck Series in 2023. There, so like I said, I'm really excited for Carruth. I'm not going to repeat over there and see what he's going to do there as well. Parker Kligerman, full time for Big Machine. So he's going to be doing double duty. Also, he's back in his 75 truck this weekend in a truck series as well, and he's going to be a contender to win that race. But Parker Kligerman, as we know, one of the NBC pit road reporters, back in his element, full time in the Xfinity Series for Big Machine Racing. This 48 can pull something too. Now, it depends on the driver, but I think Parker Kligerman is going to make some noise this year in the Xfinity Series. Believe that. He won last year in the trucks. He's very knowledgeable in road courses too. I wouldn't put it past him now. Can I put a bet on Kligerman to win a road course race in 2023? I wouldn't be surprised on it. Right there, so put your chips down where they may. But yeah, Kligerman's gonna make some noise. I believe that. In that 48. Patrick Donahue will be at top of the pit box here. You're listening to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, which has turned out to be a fun podcast here. Xfinity Series, looking at all the drivers here in 2023, ahead of the first duel here. We got a few more minutes here before we got to wrap this thing up here. And, of course, here, before we close things out here, again, we've had a lot of content out or as that has come out over the past, what, 5-6 days? This is not a daily podcast, but since the season is pretty much here, we want to do it big. We want to do it big. This podcast, want to do it big. So definitely go back. If you're new to the podcast, of course, welcome on board. I'm glad you're here. Glad you're listening. Glad you downloaded this gallon. And next thing you know, next thing you need to do, subscribe. And then go back and surf through, download, listen to all the episodes that have been posted this week, including Isabella Robusto, episode 333 of the Pro Project. Oh, my goodness. it's been a long week. The episode EG333 of the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. So correct that on that Pro Project podcast is my other podcast there. All things Kansas State. Jeremy Clements here returns to, of course, his own team, Jeremy Clements Racing, in the 51. And last time we're at Daytona, it was this dude, Jeremy Clements, getting it done there. Him and then, of course, all the craziness afterwards. Is it a win or not? And then that got overturned. But Jeremy Clements, it's going to be something to deal with. Kind of like Ryan C. He's going to be pesky there as well. Emily Gase has another entry with Joey Gase, CJ McLaughlin, and Natalie Decker. So, again, pretty much the same driver is going to be in and out of the 35 and 53 Motorsports Fords there. Dexter Stacey, he's going to be in the 66 for NBM Motorsports at Daytona. It doesn't say anything else there. Ryan Vargas, who was in the 6 car for the last couple years, over to number 74, CHK Racing. He's going to be the man for this car, I believe. It doesn't really say if he's full-time or not, but they make it seem that he will be there as well. Ryan Bell will be his crew chief. BJ McCloy Motorsports will have Anthony the Spaghetti Man, Pasta Man. Anthony Alfredo moving around a little bit. He's now in that 78. Oh, man, from a competitive ride to a back-end marker. Ride, no offense to BJ McCloy. Maybe Alfredo will do something. I don't know. I don't know. Number 91, DGMM Racing. This is the second entry here. Josh Balicki will run selected races, including this weekend at Daytona. Josh Williams in the back in number 92, full time for DGMM Racing there. And we'll get to the other last one in a second. BJ McCloy. The other entry has Garrett Smithley in this ride for the number 99 Chevy. And it looks like, yeah, Garrett Smithley is going to be running full-time for BJ McCloy as well. And last but not least, Riley Herbst back again in the Xfinity Series. And he really turned things around last year. Very encouraged about where his progress is going. Didn't win a race. Did not win a race, surprisingly enough. So consistent last year. And now I'm going to put you in that category where Riley Herbst wins a race in 2023. You hear it here first on this podcast. I mean, all those top teams ran in the top 10, sometimes top 5. He sat on a pole, won his race last year as well. So Riley Herbst is one of those guys that the next step, you got to turn the corner, baby. You got to turn the corner. Let's do it. Let's win a race. Get you in the playoffs. Did he make the playoffs last year? I think he did. Riley Herbst, he made the playoffs last year. So I expect him to finally break through and get his first Xfinity Series win here in 2023. I've made a lot of bold predictions here on this podcast. Why not? Beginning of the year, action ain't started yet. Why not go off the deep end and make some deep predictions here on this podcast? There as well. This is Eddie Greer, a.k.a. EG3 for the 3-Wide Pod with EG3. This will either come out, folks. I don't know the number, but it's going to be in the 330s area of this in the podcast. It could be. I'm not going to even going to guess it. It's just going to have to roll off the tongue, baby. But it'll be out either Friday. I have to go back and see where the rest of these episodes are slotted. But I'll tell you this right now. It'll be up either after the Truck Series race Friday night or Saturday morning. So expect that right there. And of course, I'm going to have, instead of a preview, I'm going to do 16. I'm going to predict my 16 drivers for the Cup Series to make the playoffs. That will come out on 5 Daytona Day, baby. Woo! This Sunday. So a full week, and you're going to get a reaction as well, which will be on our main nights, Monday night. So everything will be back to normal. I'm not going to post. Don't worry. I'm not going to post. I'm not going to do the part-time because we pretty much, this is a full episode right here. So I'm going to stay. I'm going to leave it at that with Riley Herbst. I'm going to stop Riley Herbst because that's the right way to do it. But yeah, so I'm excited for the Xfinity Series season there because we named off some new names. We named, more importantly, named off familiar faces. There's some new names in there. And there's some up-and-comers up in there that you got to pay attention to as well. So yeah, definitely Daytona Day, Sunday. I'll have that posted up. And then, of course, yeah, this is not, again, I remind folks, this is not an everyday podcast. I did not mean to do that. No attention for everyday because I already got that with the my K-State podcast. Already got that up and rolling. And I've seen the numbers, and it's been very consistent and very up in the numbers, right? So, but this is at least once a week. But if I get a guest, it'll be a bonus edition, bonus episode. So, which I want to reach out more to other people who are involved in the sport. So I definitely want to explore more. So definitely that's where I'm trying to go with this podcast. It's not everyday podcast, folks. Don't worry. But with it being Daytona week and everyone excited, figure, you know, why not roll out the red carpet here on this podcast, because nobody else ain't gonna do it, of all the drivers who are gonna be competing through all three divisions as well. And of course, we're gonna finish on that 16 driver preview of my predictions. I'll have the rest of the teams, of the Cup teams there on that. So it's going to be a big show, big podcast, and a lot of news broke yesterday and last night as well. So the front row is set for the 500. We'll talk about that on that pod and so much more on that podcast. Looking forward to recording the podcast, by the way, tomorrow. So, tomorrow before the senior night game. So see how that works out. But yeah, folks, it's been an exciting podcast. Here, we've already laid out a lot. We already uploaded a lot of content already to begin Season 8 of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3. So definitely, if you're not subscribed already, you love what you heard today, tonight, or wherever you listen to this, definitely make sure you subscribe to the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3. There are going to be plenty of guests this year. I'm looking forward to that as well. Obviously, the Isabella Robusto pod is out. Give that a listen, a returning of this podcast. So definitely give that a listen. And there's a lot where that came from as well. So I'm definitely looking forward to it as well. Well, folks, that's the checkered flag has waved on another edition of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Appreciate y'all for listening. This has been the Xfinity Driver Preview of 2023 EG3. Eddie Greer III saying, again, appreciate y'all. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of 3Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3. Stay tuned for more coverage here this week. And again, make sure you listen to episode 333 of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with my conversation with Isabella Robusto. Daytona week continues.